For years, the trusty Tusty tied up to the privately owned Trident Seafoods dock in Chignik Bay. That dock was in need of repairs, some of which the city and borough agreed to help pay for, but they were just Band-Aid fixes. Lake and Penn borough manager Nathan Hill says there was no guarantee the Marine Highway system would continue to include the Chignik's without the new dock.
The communities of Chignik Bay, Chignik Lake, Lagoon, and Perryville have all depended on the Alaska Marine Highway system now for a couple of decades, and it's a great resource.
The borough and the city contributed a combined $4 million, and the state covered another $7 million to see the dock built. It went out to bid last year. Construction started in the fall, and Hill says it's coming in mostly on time and on budget.
We were anticipating the project to be complete by Christmas and ran into some conditions that prevented that, but we're not too far off track. I'd say it'd be fair to guess a good estimate on completion would be around the end of January, beginning of February.
The only major setback to date was that the material that was to be used to fill in the dock didn't work out as planned, which Hill explained at the November Borough Assembly meeting.
The weather conditions and the material that they had available, it just wasn't really working out very well. There was a lot of standing water in the material, so they couldn't compact it. Long story short, they will be hauling a substantial amount of fill-in from elsewhere with a barge.
The new material came with a price tag of a little over $1 million, a tenth of which the city and the borough were required to pick up. Now retired fisherman Don Bumpus of Chignik Lagoon says he's been pushing for this city-owned dock for years.
I think we were the last community on the Alaska Peninsula to get a city dock. We've always used the two processing docks that were there, and they're pretty bad shape now. One of them's really bad, and just to see that thing as far along as it is now is just really impressive.
Beyond getting the ferry in and out during the summer months, the Chignik's and the Lake and Penn Borough hope the new city dock will help spur some future economic development for the lucrative fishing in the area and possibly some resource extraction as well. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.